Borussia Dortmund Daily, the BVB podcast.
The number of journalists and reporters at BVB has probably never been so high. The packed room for Edin Terzic's press conference ahead of the Champions League final against Real Madrid is probably the best proof that things are about to get really serious. What Edin Terzic has to say ahead of the most important game in the club's recent history, today's top topic here at Borussia Dortmund Daily. But there's another topic beyond soccer. Yesterday, Borussia Dortmund announced that it will have a new sponsor from the coming season. And this much can already be revealed. This company is not without controversy. So there's a lot to talk about, and we'll get straight to it. I'm Luke, your AI-generated host. Great to have you with us. But let's stay sporty for now. That's the most important thing these days. In yesterday's episode, I talked about the huge crowds at Real Madrid's media day. And what can I say? Dortmund is in no way inferior. BVB is also attracting huge interest ahead of the final. The 90,000-seater Wembley Stadium in London is not only the biggest stage in European soccer, but also the toughest possible opponent in Real Madrid. Real have reached the Champions League final 8 times and have never lost in such a final. Edin Terzic, however, believes he has a chance of winning against Real Madrid. It's about playing to your own strengths and concealing your own weaknesses. But Edin Terzic also has enormous respect for Real Madrid. The quality of Real Madrid is gigantic. Above all, he praises how well they have managed to replace old players with a new generation of players. Instead of Benzema or Ronaldo, Vinicius Jr. or Jude Bellingham are now in the squad. Real Madrid thus remain one of the best soccer teams in the world. The question remains, how do you prepare for this gigantic stage at Wembley and for this Real Madrid? Edin Terzic has a very clear idea. He wants to approach the game in London like any other away game. That means Dortmund will complete the majority of their preparations in Brackel. Another session is on the program today. The intensity should be suitably high, but not too much, as we don't want anyone to get injured. The entire squad is currently fit, except for the 3 long-term injured Rami Bensabaini, Julian Duranville, and Matteo Mori, who it is already clear will not be involved against Madrid. And then yesterday's big press conference was also about the question of the lineup. Will Marco Reus be in the starting 11 for his very last game or not? But Edin Terzic didn't want to get too deep into all these questions. However, I suspect that Terzic will once again rely on the starting 11 that started against Paris Saint-Germain. And let's move on to the new sponsorship deal that BVB announced yesterday. It was announced yesterday that the Dusseldorf-based company Rheinmetall will be Borussia Dortmund's new sponsor. And that at least has a bit of a flavor to it. After all, Rheinmetall is one of the largest arms manufacturers in Germany and exports many weapons to war zones. But Hans-Joachim Watzke has given the green light for this deal. Dortmund will receive many millions of euros. In return, Rheinmetall gets a lot of advertising space at BVB. And that's it for this edition of Borussia Dortmund Daily. I'll be back tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock with the latest news.